Welcome.
Aquabar.
To the podcast.
To the podcast. Aquabar.
So bienvenue.
I thought bienvenue sounds posse. Aquabar sounds good.
Who are they?
Aquabees.
It's travel.
I've never traveled.
It was a working holiday.
Yeah.
I went to China.
Yeah. Oh, you talked about this last time.
Did I?
A bit. But you could elaborate.
Well, what did I not talk about?
You said that all the women had arses like CD cases. And you fell in love with a tall, busty Chinese woman.
I said I saw one.
Yeah, and now you can't think about anything else.
I've been Googling that ever since.
Yeah. Did you get her name?
Do you know, they all had... it was really interesting. They all had their Chinese names, and then they had English names, but their English names weren't... They were either, like, comic book names...
Yeah.
Like Super, YY, Kinky...
Is this their English name or their...
Yeah, yeah.
Right, OK.
Yeah, it wasn't just a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
Or they had, like, you know, 1940s housewife names, like Doris... Berta.
Really?
Sylvia. Oh, they either had...
I think Sylvia is a name that is on its way back up, or should be.
I don't know that, but they had... they were either called, like, Super.
Yeah.
That was the one I liked.
Really?
She could do the nunchucks, it was quite exciting.
Was she the tall one?
No.
Oh, OK.
The tall one...
Was her
...was
name?
Not part of the group.
OK.
She was a stray...
How did you meet
her? What was nice about the thing is because it was in... Because Shenzhen's 30 years old.
Is it? Is that all?
Well, it's... Yeah.
The
and
town?
It's, well, it becoming... They decided to make a city of it. Like, it used to be a fishing port. And then in the last 30 years, they decided to modernise it.
Mm.
And...
Have they done well?
It's... Well, I'm just about to answer that question.
Yeah, sorry.
Autistic. And it's got 10 million people already. It's
That's
really
good.
Modern. It's like a laid-back... Hong Kong. I've not been to Hong Kong, but I imagine that Hong Kong's more rapid than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really laid back. But we were only in the modern parts. And what was nice or interesting is I felt like Arnie.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, felt like Arnie. You're right, Joss.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like Arnie Schwarzenegger because I was massive.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by little people.
Mm. Yeah, I was massive. No, but I genuinely was. Actually, I'll tell you this. I did buy a Chinese condom, right? And it's.
Did you? How are
well,
they different?
If it's a, put it this way, if it's a stereotype,
yeah.
They're mass producing it because it was. Because I wasn't going to get laid there, because even though they all liked the white guy, I was introduced as the handsome one.
On
I was interested,
really?
Introduced as the handsome one.
Wow. In the wig.
No.
Oh,
I was introduced as the handsome one. And then condoms. And it was I was there for I was chatting them all up. I fell in love with this Sylvia girl. And all
Is this the tall, busty one?
No,
right,
one of the other ones. Really pretty.
Okay.
All that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And condoms. I'm talking about condoms. And I was on the last night I just thought it'd be funny to buy my mate some of these Chinese condoms, because they were called jizz bonds, because they're called jizz bonds, these condoms called jizz bonds. And on the last night, I got one out, thought I'd have a posh night in. And
what constitutes a posh night in?
You know, well, are you doing it with one of the condoms?
Do you?
It's called posh wank.
Is that a thing?
I've heard it called that.
Really?
I didn't even know.
Anyway,
well, I tried to.
What's the advantage of it? You don't get it. AIDS.
Because it's a posh. I think it's funny. It's a funny thing. A posh wank.
Okay. I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware of that as a thing.
Well,
I mean, I'll try
it's
it
not
now.
A movement.
Well, no.
But I tried to have one of these on last night. One of these Chinese jizz bonds.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm not tooting my own horn. But I just think as a Westerner.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud. It was fucking ridiculous. It was like a fucking shower cap. You couldn't
shower caps are huge.
Huh?
Shower caps are huge in that context.
Yeah, but in the context of your body, if you're trying to get a shower cap to get to your feet.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant a shower cap on that, yeah. Because that would be fine. Well, it wouldn't be fine, it would be too roomy.
I would have had to have used a shower cap. but it got about halfway down.
Yeah. That's all right.
But also,
that covers it. It'll do the job. Nothing's going to come out if it's halfway down. That's just a shaft you've got left. It doesn't matter if you've got...
You stick the shaft in, Joss.
Yeah, but nothing's going to come out of the shaft.
Rolls it back.
Oh, you're right.
Rolls it back. Rolls it back. And,
Yeah, sorry. Might get lost up there. That's happened, actually. I've got a friend of a friend who had that, came off inside her... And
thanks for qualifying. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying those things can happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's presumably this was a Western woman with a Western condom.
Yeah.
An Occidental incident. An Occidental accident. Yeah. That's a good film. They never the Ealing Studios never made.
What an Occidental.
But with the small ones, I tried having it. And in hindsight, But the women are very small, so yeah. I think you would have made her see new colours if you gave her the old Western treatment. I don't know what that means.
What is the Western treatment?
Sticking all of your Western dick inside of
her. Oh, right.
But no. if I'd done it using one of those jizz bonds...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd just been like a fucking refuse tip because I couldn't unless I had the whole night to get it back. And even then, yeah. You're not going to go. Right.
You could use, if you had several...
You'd be using...
If you had several and cut the end off each and then sellotape them together to make one long one.
Yeah, but that...
It'd be funny.
Because what you do is that would throw up all sorts of girth... problems, because if the length is bad,
yeah,
then you can't mess around with the girth.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't mess. I mean, I'm doing all right for a Westerner.
Really?
But for a Westerner, yeah. For a Chinaman, I'm fucking Arnie.
Really?
I'd be fucking
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Arnie Schwarzenegger. I forget. Well, apparently, I mean, that's what their condoms tell me.
Yeah.
It's not a stereotype. I've bought
it's just
their Johnnies.
A fact.
I've unrolled it. Try to have a posh wank on the last night, and
do you reckon that if that, and I'm just going with what you've said, if that is true as a stereotype for the
it's
nation,
not a
I'm not saying.
Well,
no, no, yeah, no, they, no. I'm saying if that is the case, do you reckon as a nation that they are ashamed, or do you reckon they because it's normal they're fine with it? Or
do you
reckon
they're in a constant state? Do you miss what you never had?
Well, exactly.
Do you miss what you never... I like that. I think this is quite... I'm wearing this wishy-washy jacket coat. Talking about I've just come back from China using the old fucking 3-inch condoms.
Wow.
Let me tell you what I found. I mean, the girl that fell in love with me was called Kinky.
Really?
And
Did she tell you that? That she fell in love with you, I mean, not her name.
Oh, it is, yeah, sort of.
Really?
Well, she was sort of...
Oh, that's sad.
Following me around.
Yeah.
Kinky, following me around. But it's really sad.
Well, it's sad when someone falls in love with you and you have to leave.
It's drawing my life, mate.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's the chief...
and
But she was 5'5".
Yeah.
But so... don't know where I'm going with this. But did I talk about the glove?
No. What's that?
It's not a sex thing. I talk about it. On the first night, you don't know what's real and what's not real.
First night of what? Being in China.
Being in China. Right. You don't know what's eccentric and what's real
yeah.
behaviour. And on the first night, we went to a restaurant. Can I talk about this?
No.
And the woman had like a Mr. Bean meltdown.
Really?
About how to serve Occidental yeah. people. how to serve what, like Westerners, and because it was like the equivalent of a kebabalon or something like that. It wasn't a.
What's kebabalon?
Or kebabish, just like a kebab shop. It was.
Oh, right.
It was,
oh,
you know,
okay.
It was like a, it was
yeah.
a small
oh, just a,
restaurant,
yeah.
you know. But
crap
we went in there and sat down, and she seemed to have a meltdown about serving white people. So when I ordered some dumplings and she brought them round, she gave us all plastic gloves.
Really?
To eat, yeah. So we, and everyone else in the restaurant were pissing their sides while she was having this nervous breakdown serving white people, giving them plastic gloves. We got a photo, I got photos on Facebook of me eating a dumpling with a glove.
Wow.
And the next day we had the parade and you're sort of waving at everyone.
Yeah.
And I was
just.
Did
you have the glove on?
No, but I was saying dumpling glove. That was the little joke that we were saying amongst ourselves at sort of Chinese people going, dumpling glove, dumpling glove. I lost my passport, but I found it in my dumpling glove. You've got to amuse yourself, haven't you? Because it was us against the world.
Yeah, well, China.
Have you travelled, Charles?
Not in too long. I haven't left the country. The last time I left the country, I went to Greece in 2007 with my school. Not all of them. It was a school trip because we did classical civilization. We went to look at the temples. And I went, basically, I remember I'd just gotten my first girlfriend. So I was.
You just what?
I'd just gotten my first girlfriend.
Gotten.
I'd just obtained my first.
I just got on my first girlfriend.
I'd just acquired my first girlfriend. And I was all excited.
Wait
and then
for
I
the
had,
laugh. Sorry.
I had to go away for 2 weeks to Greece, so I kept being really mopey about it the whole time. Mm. And then I had to sleep in a room with Hamish and Albert. Hamish and Albert with a cool kids.
Was there
in
anyone
class.
In your school called Tom?
Yes, Tom Falk. Tom Falk.
Even though he was called Falk. I had a friend from school whose middle name was Pengilly.
Really? We had a Creffield, a middle name Creffield.
Timothy Bray. Tim Pengilly Bray.
We had.
Apparently he got engaged to. I'm just thinking to myself, like, I've not spoken to him or about him for about a good 6-7 years. I hope it's fine for me to do it. But last I heard, he had a Sri Lankan fiance, and a Sri Lankan aunt told her family. But that's 5 years ago. I don't know.
So anything might have happened.
He'd be a doctor by now.
A doctor?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I thought. That's what he had in his favour.
Was he training to be a doctor?
He was training to be a doctor. So the Tamil people will welcome him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've not been to Sri Lanka, but my friend, my friend's going there in a couple of weeks.
You know someone's from Sri Lanka when they've got the ridiculously long names.
Like what?
Well, like my boss was from Sri Lanka and her name was Nita Kanagaratnam.
Oh, that's good.
Like the really long ones.
Yeah.
Like the.
Have you ever been to Jaffna House in Tusing? It's the best Sri Lankan restaurant you'll go to.
But what have I got to judge it against?
Well, exactly.
Most Indian restaurants are Bangladeshi.
Not Indian, Sri Lankan.
No, I didn't say that.
I said
most Indian restaurants, like Bengali ones, people think they're going to a Bengali one and getting the Indian treatment.
Yeah.
What's this treatment word? getting the Indian treatment. But it's all Bangladeshi.
Yeah.
I lived in Bangladesh.
Did you? When?
1990 to 93. I had to come back. Dad got typhoid.
Ooh, is he okay? Well, I've met
20
him.
Years later.
Yeah.
You met him 20 years later, you met him. But he, it stays with you.
Typhoid.
it's not like herpes.
Yeah.
Because Bangladesh is, that's Bangladesh. That's India, that's Bangladesh, and that's the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And, but it's the, always got tidal waves.
Has it?
Always got tidal waves. And so.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
In Bangladesh.
Oh.
Always got tidal waves going across from the Bay of Bengal.
Right. Like the tiger.
Huh?
Like the tiger.
Mm. But they've got Bay of Bengal tidal waves going up through the. I didn't realise that part of the world was so sordid. But it's got the Bay of Bengal. I'm doing it again! All right, so you've got all the tidal waves. I nearly said tigers then. All the tigers go up through the... And desecrating the place. That's the kind of place. And because my folks are missionaries out there, and we went along to, and they couldn't just leave me, so they went along to see the things, all the.
Well, the tidal waves.
Well, not the tidal waves. Didn't go along just to see the or to see the aftermath of the tidal waves.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
I bet.
But
yeah.
Did see a pirate. Because on the
what
on
kind? The, modern, huh? Modern or classic?
Bengali pirate.
Is that modern or classic?
Was an early 90s pirate.
Okay. They have radios.
Mm-hmm.
They have radios because modern pirates have radios. And
had a rowing
ones
boat.
Got swords.
Had a rowing boat.
Really,
we
that's
were
not a pirate.
We were
as a petty criminal. It's a petty.
Well, what are pirates?
It's a petty
what
are pirates? Criminal.
What are pirates? If not, not
criminal. They're large scale criminals. Pirates.
No, the ones in the large scale pirates are large scale pirates. The ones in rowing boats are.
That's not a pirate, though, if you're in a rowing boat.
It's got. It's an independent pirate.
It's like a thief.
It's an independent...
A pirate in a rowing boat is like a thief who's gone to
right,
sea.
Right, OK, listen.
It's like a sailor who's fallen in with a bad crowd. That's all that is.
That's a pirate.
No.
That is a pirate.
No,
a sailor's fallen with a bad crowd? What's the bad crowd?
Just other petty thief sailors.
Well, what do you call pirates?
You're not a pirate if you've not got a big boat. If you're on a rowing boat, you're not a pirate. You're just a guy who's gone... Because if you're in a rowing boat, you're going to come back to shore. Aren't you?
Well, I'm sure...
Pirates don't. Pirates stay at the sea because they've got their boat.
Okay, let's... Okay, let me explain. Let me explain, and then you'll know. Piracy.
Yeah.
Piracy.
Which is different now. Now it's all MP3.
But I'm talking about... that way?
I'm talking about classical piracy.
I was going to talk about...
Boatbound.
I used to do a joke about the Somalian pirates being like DVD pirates.
they probably do a bit of that as well, to be honest.
Now.
They
but
probably
it's,
branch out.
No, but the... Because we were crossing the thing, and it's the choppy waters.
Yeah.
And you're going on the boat. We're
choppy.
Going, it was choppy. What was choppy,
choppy
waters?
Waters.
Choppy waters. It was like the Irish Sea.
Is that someone else you met in China?
Bangladesh, huh?
Choppy waters.
Choppy
that doesn't
waters.
Really work.
No,
it doesn't really work.
Just but it's speaking on behalf of China, that doesn't work. No, it's they've got the choppy waters,
yeah.
And we're all just the missionaries and a couple of other people.
Yeah, and this bloke in his rowing boat
going
goes
towards.
Past.
No, and then the guy comes up with a fucking machete, saying, "Give us your shit."
Machete.
Yeah, that's what the third world has. The third world has machetes. They've got, you know, Adidas trousers and shoes.
What pirates?
Nah. Just the third world. Third world criminals
wear
clothes from all sorts of occasions. And they've got machetes. And some of them have got rowing boats. And some of them, and they come up to you.
I'm just saying, if he's in a rowing boat, I don't think he's a proper pirate. I don't have respect for him.
I didn't say he was a tycoon. I didn't say he was, like, you know, the Donald Trump of Bangladesh. I said he was a pirate.
I don't know.
He was committing piracy.
I think he sounds like a thief who owns a boat. That's all I'm saying.
What are pirates, if not thieves on boats?
Yeah, they're thieves on boats.
Look, I can understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because we did Hook
yeah,
last
so we know
December.
About pirates.
But I was Hook.
Yeah.
I know more about pirates than anyone. I was Hook. I know more about pirates than anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that in my life, I saw a Bangladeshi pirate in a rowing boat.
Wow,
and it stays with you. Now I didn't call upon that to do Hook, but in hindsight,
you should have.
I wish I had.
Should have brought your machete.
I think I missed a trick there.
I thought the pirates had to live on their boats. I thought that was the.
Okay, so you're saying that they've got to.
They've got to be out at sea and be on a boat. Whereas if you've got a rowing boat, you've probably got a flat somewhere.
Crocodiles go on the bank.
Huh?
Crocodiles go on the bank.
Yeah, but crocodiles aren't pirates. I never said crocodiles were pirates.
No, but they do. But when you think of a crocodile attack, you're thinking of water, aren't you?
I think
water
of,
attacks.
I think of
pirates attack you on the water.
Yeah.
But they go back. Some of them do.
I don't know. I can't imagine a pirate with a house. I literally can't picture a pirate in a house.
Could draw you one.
I know you could, but it would look surreal. I would look at it and say that's a surrealist picture.
Do you
it would
think
be like
it'd
Dali.
Make it look like a ship?
Huh?
If you were a pirate, would you make your house look like a ship?
I guess so, because comforts, isn't it? For a pirate, going on the land must be like us going on the water.
No, because
they'd feel the same kind of disorientation.
I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
yeah,
just like Bengali pirates and Hook were both pirates, also pirates and human beings.
But yeah, they're both humans.
I spelled that out.
Yeah, like they're both humans.
Mainstream comic. But no, because I don't know what his house was like. I imagine it was probably like corrugated iron.
Really? That's pretty piratical.
Maybe what he does is he moors the boat, then he sets up a gazebo over it at night.
That, I'd be slightly happier with that.
You'd be happy with that.
Because at the moment, I'm imagining him in like a council flat.
No council flats, unless it's on stilts. Bangladesh is all on stilts.
Really? One of those. Do you know Baba Yaga?
The tidal waves.
Do you know Baba Yaga?
Because the tidal waves. You've got to have it on stilts.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, would you, that stilts would
protect you from a tidal wave?
That's it. I have daymares. Are they called daymares? We have a nightmare. Daydream nightmare.
A nightmare in the day.
And it's about tidal waves.
Do you?
And I don't know if that's got anything to do. I've only just joined the dots.
Really?
That's my racist joke.
It's like yesterday.
I joined the but tidal wave. But in Bangladesh, it's all just a huge, massive water. My daymares are of 10-storey tall.
Tidal waves,
and apparently it's got to do with emotions.
Really?
And in the daymare, it's night time, and a bit of lightning, and then you can just see like the froth at the top,
Is this in a city?
Huh?
Is this in a city? Where are you?
Don't know.
Oh.
Don't know. Okay. And there's a top of the tidal wave, and the lightning. I can see it, and it's like a black wall. It's just about to break, and then I wake up.
Oh, that's okay then.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, you die in your dream, you die.
You die in your bed.
But how do they know that?
Maybe nobody's ever done it. So they're guessing, really.
I reckon that's a bit of the early doctors having a bit of fun.
Do you reckon?
He died peacefully in his sleep, but not in his dream.
It's a way of bringing...
Can you think of a more fun job than being a doctor before medicine? Can you think of a more fun job? Because
making stuff.
Well, because in the plague, they just wore the beaks. They put fucking roses in beaks, didn't they? Do you remember that? You seen the?
I've seen the pictures of the beaks.
They're going around in like dressed like fucking wishy washy.
Yeah.
But then they've got like a
big beak.
They've
hat.
Got the hat. And
Quaker's
then they've got
hat.
A beak.
Yeah.
A Quaker's hat and a beak. They've literally just gone
just
in.
Made
do you know what they look
up.
Like? You know, like it's like 5 to 5 on a Friday, you're supposed to go to a fancy dress thing, but you haven't got a costume. So you just look around in your cupboard to just see what you can put together. That's what they look like. So, but also because before it's supposed to, you could just say whatever. They used to just have you seen the Madness of King George?
No. Yeah, well they did leeches, didn't they?
They did leeches.
That was
incorrect. Lychees. You said mangoes are your favourite fruit.
Yeah.
Lychees and mangoes.
Yeah, lychees are all right. I used to hate them as a kid, but now now I like them.
Lychees as a kid. Why? Who hurt you?
I resented the time it took to get one open. I couldn't be bothered with them. Whenever I saw one, I got frustrated, and I was like, oh. What?
It is quite.
Yeah.
Also, there's nothing worse than a gone off lychees. I'm always saying that.
I know.
Mm. What were we talking about?
Tidal waves.
Condoms.
Well, I was going to say about, you know, when I went to Greece.
Bangladesh, you went to Greece.
I went to Greece with Hamish and Albert, and among others, there were lots of us. And I had to sleep.
Where in Greece?
Started in Delphi, then we did Olympia, and then Tolon, and then we finished up in Athens. It was lovely. I had a lovely time. And I had to sleep in this room with Hamish and Albert, and they were the cool kids of the school. And I was.
Well,
was,
they would be with names like. Hamish and Albert.
Albert called himself B. People called him B.
Albert B.
No, just B. People would say, hey, B. And then he'd respond, yes.
Go, yep.
Yep. And then people would chat to him. But I had to stay in a room with Hamish and Albert B.
It was just B.
Yeah, B. And
Albert B to his friends.
Right. So, and they, like, I was not a cool kid. I was one of the non-cool kids, but I managed to turn that into my advantage. I became, like, a sort of quirky kid. I wore, like, I spent the whole Greece holiday wearing a Balamori cap, that I got from Ballymore in Scotland. Ballymore. No, Tobermory, where they filmed Ballymore. I was 17. I was one of those kids.
Yeah, so you were, that was cool. Weren't you?
But then when I was there, I'd be sort of lying in bed about to go to sleep, and then Hamish and Albert would be talking about women, and I wasn't allowed to join in these conversations. Every now and then I'd chip in and I'd be like, oh yeah, women, and they'd be like, go to bed, Chos, and I'd had to go to sleep. And then one time Hamish was telling this story about this woman that he got off with, and he had a video of her on his phone, and he was showing it to Albert, and I was like, oh, can I see? And he was like, no, go to bed, Chos. So I lay there, and for about 20 minutes I could just hear it, and the video was just Hamish grunting over and over again, and then Albert kept complaining because apparently it was just a video of him masturbating, and then he was like, no, but give it a minute, and then you see her. And then apparently about 10 minutes in, the girl turned up, and then Albert went, oh yeah, and then the video continued for another 10 minutes, and it was just Hamish masturbating, and I had to sleep
to
it.
What did she show up doing?
I don't know, apparently she just turned up midway through the video and did something, I don't know, popped in. I think they were getting off in the video, but most of it
was
trained.
He was wanking.
For most of it.
They were getting... Imagine that. Imagine filming yourself getting off with a girl and wanking.
Well, I know.
Can you imagine that?
This is what I had to contend with night by night.
Contend with?
Well...
for their favours.
But in the end, he taught me how to dress cool, and he gave me his cool Nike clothes.
He taught me how to dress myself. Hey, Mitch and Albert, grunting. It all sounds a bit like the two cool kids in your school were 30 years older than everyone else.
No, everyone had,
he taught you how
so
to dress
much respect
cool.
for them. Yeah, he gave me, on one of the last days, he gave me his cool Nike tracksuit clothes, and he made me wear them, and then he told me how to walk cool and how to do cool, because he was like, you're not cool, and I'm going to make you cool.
They taught and you that, how to walk.
They taught me how to walk.
They taught you
cool.
how to dress yourself.
They taught me how to walk cool and how to dress cool.
Let's have the walk.
It was... Basically, they just said to have more kind of confidence in it and to be looser, and it was sort of like... So we had a dancing competition that day in the hotel foyer, and I just came down. So all holiday, I'd been there in my Ballymore cap with my little John Lennon glasses and shirt and shorts.
You wore round...
Little round sunglasses.
Fucking legend.
And then, but then this one day, on the last day, we had this dancing competition, the lift opens, I'm there in my Nike tracksuit.
You scored a lift?
It was the hotel.
Oh, right.
So I come out in my Nike tracksuit with a glass of water, cool shades on, Hamish and Albert on either side, and then I just sort of walk in like this. Like
they
that. And I was like, where's this dancing competition? I think that's what I said. I think I came in and said, where's this dancing?
Right, okay.
And then they all said, it's after dinner. Go to the restaurant. Isn't it? And then I did. It was great. But I won the dancing competition. It was me versus Lawrence Clayton Trotman. And I won.
What was he called? Lawrence Clayton Trotman?
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Good God, Joss.
What? So that was my last holiday, me dressing cool in Greece.
But it's an Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah, a Nike tracksuit, or something, Adidas, Nike, one of those. With a glass of water, he said that was crucial.
He said, oh, wow.
He said, if you want to go into a restaurant and attract attention and be the cool one, always have a glass of water. I don't know why. But like that was what you recommended, and there's pictures of us sort of being cool together and things.
I'm not going to name names because it's quite incriminating. But anyone who knows anyone in my school is going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right. It was New Year's, coming back from school. New Year's. Now I thought I was going to be the laughing stock of the thing because I got more wasted than I'd ever gotten at this New Year's thing in a like a country house. This girl had a fucking gazebo with balloons and
really?
All this stuff, and I was doing all these drinking games that I won like three drinking. Do you remember Alan Partridge?
You can win drinking games.
Well, I made a joke about that. You win a drink game, you lose a drink game, which I stopped telling that joke soon after I stopped telling that story.
Yeah.
But it was you know the lady boys in Alan Partridge.
The chasers. The pint and the gin and tonic
Baileys
and the Baileys.
Or whatever it is, yeah. There was all that. There was cans, shots,
Yeah.
Jelly, whatever the thing is, you know what I mean? I never bought them. I never bought them. And what, Bailey's jelly? And all this. And we were doing the Ladyboys.
Yeah.
By my suggestion. And I did, before 8 p.m., I'd done like 3 or 4 of those and really made an effort to win all of those. Can't remember if I did.
Yeah.
But by 8:30. And also on the way there, Brad and Armin gave me some mushrooms. I'd never had mushrooms before. And I didn't know that you shouldn't drink and do...
Drug mushrooms?
Yes, okay. Joss. And before I didn't know that you shouldn't do mushrooms and drink. Well, I mean, you shouldn't really, like, go to a New Year's thing and do mushrooms, really, yeah, if it's in the countryside. But I did both. And by 9, I was snookaloopy. I was proper snookaloopy. I can vaguely remember something. By 9 or whatever, she had a lake in a garden, real lake, and there was a boat in the middle. And I was so fucked that I was saying to the security guard, do you want me to go get the boat? Do you want me to get... I'll get the boat. I'll rescue the boat. And he's going, don't worry about it. I said, no! You know, all that went on for a bit. Yeah. And then there was a wood in her... in her compound, whatever. In her, she had trees, yeah, behind the lake. And I was in the wood. I'm always in the woods. In the wood, and I think people were looking for me in this small wood. I was talking in a paranoid way out loud, hiding behind the tree. And I think it's like, maybe, I don't know, like Ross, whoever, going, Carl, what the fuck are you doing, Carl? I go, and then I passed out, and then apparently the ambulance came and said, well, he's not going to die. And then, I saw photos like a week later of, it took me 3 months to get the final bit of cornflake out of my ear. Because, you know, like, it's just like, white guys especially do gay shit to each other when one of them passes out.
Yeah.
When I was in Africa, there's no, black guys don't do gay shit to each other when one of them gets drunk. I've noticed that. White guys do. It's the funniest, best thing in the world is to do gay shit. Why am I stop saying that? Right. But just like really, yes, it's gay.
Yeah.
It's gay, isn't it? Drawing. Yeah. Gay people always drawing on each other. And and there's a photo of a bum on my head. But I thought I was going to come into school and I was going to be the embarrassing story,
vilified,
because of all the not vilified the villain. Who is this villain from the New Year's? No. I woke up the next day, had bruises all down the side of my face, and my wallet and left shoe had been thrown in the lake. But so coming to school, and I thought I was going to think, and then everyone's just sort of smiling and all that, and I think, oh, they're smiling about my one. And then they weren't smiling about my one at all. They weren't smiling about it. They're smiling because one of the girls had been playing poker or something like that with her friends, and she was in the lower six. And she lost, and the boys made her fuck herself with a banana, and they filmed it. And the second the boy with that video on his phone came in, everyone in the common room, it was like 100 people crowded around one little, you know, phone from 2004. there it is, you know. And it was, you know, and she did the worst thing that you could have done. But she went straight to the head of sixth form and said that someone had superimposed her head on this video, right? Which, so for the rest of the year, she was known as Banana Slut. Aww. That's what she was called. It's not. It was a boys' school.
Yeah.
People are mean. What was she doing there? Huh?
What was she doing
there? Oh, it was girls were allowed in the sixth
mixed form. Yeah,
you know,
I had one of those.
But we only got duds.
Really?
Only a dud would go to a boys'.
No, we had a lovely mixed sixth form.
No, you didn't, Jules. Our year was. Being cruel, but they were pretty duff.
Really? Well, ours was two schools. Ours was a boys' school and a girls' school, but that was sixth form women. Did you?
I just found it funny too.
I hit a girl in the face when I was in sixth form. Not the one that I talked about last week, a different one. Because she was being really rude to me. Nobody liked her.
You thought you had license to hit a woman, didn't you?
Well, no, it wasn't a proper... I'm a bit ashamed of it.
You're a bit ashamed.
But at the same time, I got a round of applause, so I'm also slightly proud.
Got a round of applause?
Yeah. She was very unpopular, and she was being horrible to me. And then I was like, hey, look, leave it alone. Leave me alone. And then she
leave
said,
it alone. Leave it. Right.
And then she said, you're pathetic or something. She said, you're worse than Oliver Malham, who you remember played the horse in The Wind and the Willows.
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, I talked about him.
Someone does. Someone does.
Yeah. And then
the 51 people who may see this over the next 10 years, someone
will remember.
Will have seen Wind of the Willows.
Well, Oliver Malham will be listening.
Is he still working?
Yeah, he's busy. He's
would I know his face if I saw him?
No.
I know his name, though.
Exactly. Which is something. It's getting his name out there.
I saw an
actor
on the way here.
I haven't finished yet.
I saw an actor. Well, I saw an actor on the way here.
Who?
Don't know. He was with a woman.
How do you know his actor?
Huh?
How do you know?
I recognised his face.
Oh, right.
But I didn't know his name. It might have been Oliver Malham. Wouldn't that be... That'd be a good way to... We'll never know.
Anyway, she said I was worse than Oliver Malham. I can't remember in reference to what. And then I said, take that back.
Hold on. She said to you, you're worse than this actor. You're worse than Oliver Malham.
He was a friend of ours.
OK.
Yeah. And then I said...
How old is he? He's your age.
He's a year below me.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of, like, some guy in his 50s.
No, he was a year below me. And then she said, you're worse than Oliver Malham. I said, take that back. And then she said, no. And then she said, what are you going to do? I know you're not going to hit me. So I hit her around the side of the head. And
how do you do it? Open palm?
Heel of my hand.
Heel of your hand.
To the temple.
To the temple? That's quite...
It was horrible.
Brain damage.
But then the entire sixth form common room gets up and applauds.
They stood up to applaud.
Yeah, standing ovation. She was just standing there going, ow.
Can you imagine that? Imagine people... Imagine a whole room applauding you being hit.
If you deserve it, then...
I can imagine an occasion when I'd... I've deserved
to be hit. Before.
Someone once said to me at school, "You fool, you bitch," and everyone clapped. and that was in Ghana, and everyone clapped.
Wow, were you not very popular?
Obviously not, but it's.
That was pretty dramatic.
So hold on. Had a sixth form called. An emergency assembly about Banana Girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's terrible. Called a banana slut.
Yeah,
it's terrible
yeah.
In hindsight. I wouldn't do that now.
No.
17, I joined right in with it because I didn't want to get anything about the cornflakes in the ears and the... I didn't want to get any attention for that.
Yeah.
So I was happy... Someone brought in an inflatable banana and we were just throwing it around the common room. But, what was I talking about? You called an emergency assembly... And apparently this is, enough people told me what happened in this assembly for me to have a rough idea what happened, but apparently I missed the greatest assembly in the history of the school because he went fucking God of Moses on everyone, like,
really,
and he went, you, Anthony Hopkins, you slandered this girl, you know, like.
Did you think it was true then, the superimposing thing?
Well, yeah, I hope he thought it was true, rather than just... He was the head of drama as well. Lovely guy, really lovely guy. But I think he thought... but the thing is, the whole sixth form is listening to this going, oh, God, this... I don't know why you would believe that story. Because it's on a phone.
Yeah.
It's some 16-year-old kid. Some 16-year-old kid, especially 10 years ago, is not going to be able to...
Yeah, to superimpose
a head on...
Convincingly.
On a thing of a girl fucking herself with a banana.
Yeah.
But that was the worst thing she could have done, that because she was just banana slut, first of the year.
My first girlfriend was called Banana Girl by all my friends, because she was in the year below me, and we were in West Side Story, and she took a shine to me, and she used to sort of take pictures of me from the back of rehearsals and things, and then, you know, keep them on her phone and stuff, and it was very sweet.
It sounds adorable.
Yeah. And then she started getting in the habit of kind of like following me around school and things, and like just sort of sitting nearby. And in our classical civilization class, there was one class where she just sat on the, because I was by the window, and then there was a little picnic bench just opposite the window outside, and she used to sit there with a banana and just sort of eat it very sort of slowly, and everyone said it was seductively. And Hamish, who taught me to wear Nike clothes,
walk.
and to walk, called her Banana Girl, and he was always like, oh, Joe's Banana Girl's here again. And she was always there outside every Classical Civilization lesson. And eventually I was just like, ah, why not? And then we went out for 3 months, which was nice.
Did she give you the banana treatment?
No, she was Catholic.
And then that shouldn't have stopped her.
Huh?
Catholic?
Yeah.
Thank God for Catholic girls.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She wasn't.
Is it
maybe Catholic girls at mixed schools or whatever?
Yeah.
Because Catholic school girls.
What, are they very licentious?
Yeah.
I thought they were very prim and.
Oh,
prim
my
and
God, Joss.
I thought that
you
was
don't
the point
know
of
about. You've never heard of posh wanks. You've never. Do you know Catholic school girls?
Yeah, I thought they were very, you know, dutiful and stuff, and God and all that. She's married now.
Not at all, not in the slightest.
She's actually a missionary in Ghana, weirdly.
Mm,
yeah. Mm. But in the end, I got drunk at a party. I tried to propose to her with an onion ring, and then she said no. And then from that moment, it all kind of didn't really work. That was it, really.
After she said no to your onion ring, you went off her?
No, the other way around.
Oh, right.
She thought it was a stupid thing to do. Rightly so. She said, don't do that. That's.
So, will you? Don't do that. Okay, so.
Thanks for listening to the What Not podcast. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube, so listen to us there. And please remember to comment, rate, and subscribe. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are.